Yesterday, it was Kevin Coyle, defensive coordinator's turn to speak to the media. And one of the topics that was brought up was Deion Jordan, his development from year one to year two. And of course, that entire draft class, there's been question marks, especially the top four picks in the 2013 draft class. But none more than surrounding Deion Jordan, the number three overall pick who you moved up to take. And so 26 tackles, two sacks last season, very few opportunities, didn't see the field very much. And so we got some insight into all of that. Kevin Coyle talked about Deion Jordan as he's entering his second year in the NFL.
Oh, yeah, but we have a different Deion as well. You know, the thing was last year, we came very close in the preseason to have to make a decision whether or not we were going to try to basically redshirt Deion or know that we were going to get limited snaps from him. All the talk in the offseason that centered around, well, he wasn't utilized, he didn't do that. Honestly, we knew going into the year that he had not had the offseason, that he was coming off of an injury, and would it be in the best interest of our team to have him even for limited snaps? We made that decision. Certainly, Deion wished he had a bigger rookie season, and so do we. But we have great expectations for Deion Jordan coming into this year. And you cannot have enough great pass rushers. And we feel that with Deion at full speed, we have a prime time player that's going to explode this season.
So there you go. Kevin Coyle, defensive coordinator, praising Deion Jordan. And so a lot of different things to analyze here. The first part is interesting that, you know, there was a lot of criticism, and I think, you know, we're all kind of a part of it. I'm going to put myself in there that Deion Jordan, they didn't get more out of him, but kind of taking us behind the curtain a little bit, find out that the Dolphins were very close to not even having him play at all, essentially having him be on IR for the full season. And that's really interesting because that puts it in perspective just how badly he was hurt and how slowly he was able to develop as a rookie. So it's interesting to see that they did get 26 tackles and two sacks out of him. We saw him on a very limited basis, but now we kind of know why that was the case.
When you think of Deion Jordan's rookie season, you sit there and you say, and like you said, we were all critical of the Miami Dolphins, and rightfully so, but that's the first time we really heard that information right there where they were that close to actually putting him on IR, shutting him down for the season, and getting him ready for year two. So when you look at it, Deion Jordan, because he missed so much time in training camp, he was rarely out there with the full team. He missed so much time. He played on just ability only. The NFL is so much more than ability. You need to have the right technique down. You need to learn how to play this game. And now that Deion Jordan is getting that opportunity to be here with his teammates and work throughout the offseason, the OTAs, the mini camps, and then through training camp, you're going to talk about an explosive different player that's going to be on the football field, someone that's going to know what's coming at him. He's going to understand what offenses are trying to do against him. It's all fine and dandy to put him on the corner and rush around the end and let him get there with his speed and his ability. But you throw in technique with all of that and knowledge on top of that, and now you're talking about having a heck of a football player. And every time we go out there and we see Deion Jordan, you know, he's the tallest guy in the defense. He just stands out. He's a freak of nature. And it's going to be nice to see him finally grasp everything that's going on here in the National Football League. And then when the Miami Dolphins are able to turn him loose, you're talking about a heck of a football player.
Well, it's interesting that he's up to 265 now. And that's something that he discussed last week when he spoke to the media, is that he feels like he's just a refreshed, different player physically. And so one of the criticisms that we heard last year is that he couldn't play against the run. And so that's something that I think he worked on this offseason. But to Big Troy, to hear Kevin Coyle say that, hey, we have great expectations, he's gonna be a primetime player that will explode this season, that's exciting, especially when you know you already have Olivier Vernon and Cam Wake as two guys who have already proven themselves as great pass rushers in the league.
You can never have enough pass rushers. And I think when you look at what Coach Coyle said, it was one of those things where they know exactly what they're talking about. And I think as fans, from the fan perspective, you look at the pick and you say, why isn't this guy in there? Well, his shoulder injury was a lot more serious than it was led on to be. And as a long, lanky guy, you have to use your leverage to stop the run. So that's why he was, you know, he didn't play with force when it came to the run. But he was out there using just pure athletic ability to make the tackles that he's made. So I think when one thing that I know from this coaching staff, they always have a plan. when we looked at them shutting down Michael Agnew for one year. And nobody understood it. You said you spent a third-round pick on this guy, but he wasn't ready. So it was the smartest thing in the world for them to shut him down. Nobody understood that. But as coaches, you have to be able to have the ability to develop your players. And he was able to be developed. I think the same thing is happening with Jordan. You had a guy who was injured, who went out there and played off of pure athletic ability. He somewhat understood the defense because he was late coming in, especially dealing with graduation and dealing with an injury. That's a lot for a rookie to deal with. You're already injured. You're coming off of surgery. You're trying to learn a defense. You know you get drafted third overall, and you have, you know, guys like Olivier Vernon playing in front of you. So and Cameron Wake. To me, I think this year he's exactly absolutely right. He's a guy that's waiting to explode. Because you can never have enough good pass rushers on the field. And when you're talking about a guy who's 6'6", you know, 265 pounds, has all the athletic ability in the world, he reminds you of a young Jason Taylor or even a Javon Curse for that matter. Mm-hmm. And if he's able to duplicate some of the things that those guys have duplicated earlier in their careers, I think we got one hell of a football player.
Well, the question now will be if he is ready to explode and become a primetime player, and knowing that you have established guys in Olivier Vernon and Cam Wake ahead of him on the depth chart at this point, how will they utilize him? How will they maximize his talent to ensure that we will see great productivity from the number three pick in 2013?
They'll have him on the football field, and that's a problem that coaches want to have. Okay, we have all of these guys that could get after the quarterback. What do we do? You know, there have been times when we've seen, and the Patriots come to mind, where all of a sudden you have five linebackers who were at the line of scrimmage. You never knew who was who. It put a little bit more pressure on that offensive line and the quarterback to designate who you are going to assign, being a defensive end, a linebacker, whatever the case may be. So, you know, don't get hung up on, in particular, like on a third down situation, hung up on we don't have our two interior defense alignment. I see it as a no-brainer. If you have four linebackers who could get after the quarterback, you put four in there, you don't even have to put them down in a three-point stance. You have a little bit more movement up there. And in the first segment, we're talking about the offense and their motion, putting pressure on defense. All of a sudden, you're putting pressure on that offense if you have, you know, four or five linebackers out there as well in an obvious passing situation. So I don't think that's a problem at all when it comes to the defense coordinator sitting there saying, who do I need to get on the football field?
You're going to find a way to get your best football players on the football field no matter what. And, again, you know, you're able to – you have some versatility on this Miami Dolphin defensive line. You're able to slide guys inside. You're able to, you know, move guys around. But more importantly – you have guys, you have games, you have twists, you have all these things. You get the personnel out on the football field, you get the guys that you want in the game, it's no different than the offense. You're creating mismatches against these guys because you're betting this guy's ability against the next person if you're doing certain things. Because you study these guys all week and you say, this is his weakness. He's weak against the bull rush. He's weak moving laterally. He's weak doing these certain things. And you take advantage of those things. So I think we're just going to be able to put the right people in the right place. We're going to be able to get our pass rushers out on the football field to put pressure on the quarterback to create those turnovers. And that's something that we've been talking about for the last 2.5, 3 years, is that we don't create enough turnovers. I think we have a great combination, especially at the linebacking situation, where you're able to pull guys off on the football field because, you know, despite the fact that we're a 4-3, we can run a little 3-4 as well. So we can do a lot of different things with the versatility of athletes that we can have, and you can also create hybrid situations. Remember that. You can create a hybrid situation and get an extra pass rusher out on the football field. So I think that's the way to go, and I think when you're talking about – you know, Coach Coyle and the way his mind works, you're going to see heavy, heavy pressure, and Deion Jordan's going to be a part of that.
Yes, it's going to be fun. Again, there are many different things we're looking forward to watching as the season approaches, but that's going to be one of them, to see how they utilize him, especially assuming he stays healthy, and what Kevin Coyle, the way he described his potential for this season, that's going to be a lot of fun to see how they do get creative and get all those guys on the field from a defensive standpoint.